Ye have heard my voice, Elder S. Dilworth Young, S. Dilworth Young, Conference Report, April 1963, pages 73-74. About a year ago I was reading in the Doctrine and Covenants and came upon a verse of one of the sections. I suppose everybody has an experience of the type I had as I read. I think the prophet had such an experience the day he read, "If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God," for that scripture leaped at him, and so this one leaped at me. For a year or so I have been reading it off and on, contemplating it. Now I should like to read it to you, but first I should like to give it its framework. Back in 1829 the Lord, through the prophet Joseph Smith, said there would be appointed 12 disciples, which of course we know as apostles, and he appointed 2 of the 3 witnesses to choose them. And then he did a thing which to me is remarkable. He began to instruct the 12 before they were chosen, and after having instructed them he then gave them this verse. In 1835 the 12 were chosen, as you know, and on one occasion they were called together and given their instructions. Oliver Cowder E. was the spokesman, and after having given them some very powerful and heartwarming instruction, so moved was he, himself, that he had to stop 2 or 3 times to weep. He finally read the revelation to which I refer in this verse. Brigham Young was so impressed by it that he copied it in his laborious handwriting into his diary. "I am impressed by it likewise. These are the words. These words are not of man nor of man, but of me. Wherefore, you shall testify they are of me and not of man, for it is my voice which speaketh them unto you, for they are given by my spirit unto you, and by my power you can read them one to another, and save it were by my power you could not have them. And this is the verse wherefore, you can testify that you have heard my voice, and know my words." The thing that impresses me about this is, and I have never thought of it before, when I read a verse in the Doctrine and Covenants I am hearing the voice of the Lord as well as reading His words. "If I hear by the Spirit," now I have heard it said many times by men that they have often asked the Lord for a special testimony and oftentimes haven't had it. They seem to want to hear the voice of the Lord. I confess I have often wanted to hear the voice of the Lord, without knowing that all these years I have been hearing it with deaf ears. This woke me up. I can testify that, having read, I hear the voice of the Lord. I also testify to you that when you hear the prophet, here sitting on the stand, speak by the voice of prophecy and by the spirit of the inspiration which possesses him, you also hear, through him, the voice of the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.